Welcome back, everybody. I'm Maggie Dawn. You are listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is our last segment of the day, and thus it is your last opportunity to get your thoughts in this Tuesday afternoon. 855-752-4842. And folks, it is shutdown day 28, and as I have been doing, let's just all remind ourselves of who is to blame for this shutdown. Cal, let's roll the old montage. Cut 28, please. It's interesting when you listen to that, right? Because Donald Trump isn't here. So how do you get in a room? How do you, the president's got a lead. Get everybody in a room. He's not here. The House isn't in session. How do you get everybody in a room? Doesn't make any sense. And as the media do from time to time, we've found yet an additional clip of Donald Trump making it very clear who is always responsible when there is a government shutdown. Let's take a listen to this. This is back from April 7th, 2011 on the NBC Today Show with Meredith Vieira. Take a listen to this.
If there is a shutdown, I think it would be a tremendously negative mark on the President of the United States. He's the one that has to get people together.
You know, in that room, together, but not because he's in South Korea, and not because the House isn't in session for some 80-plus days out of the last 90. Nothing like a good old paid vacation. By the way, do you know that members of Congress have effectively concierge on-demand health care? On-demand. No waiting, no lines, blood tests whenever they need them, x-rays, what have you, MRIs. Yeah. But regular people, yeah, you don't need health insurance, let alone on-demand platinum health care provided by the U.S. military. It's a little frustrating, I would say. But I wanted to leave you all with a bit of hope. And I stumbled across this sound. And admittedly, I'm going to play it for you in part because, boy, this Archbishop of Chicago, Cardinal Blaise Kupich, he sure summarizes his thoughts in a way that might sound eerily familiar to you. This is part of my point of hope these days, is there are faith leaders across all denominations speaking out and reminding us what especially the New Testament says about the stranger, about the immigrant. But let's take a listen. This is, again, the Archbishop of the Chicago Diocese, Cardinal Blaise Kupich. Listen to what he has to say about this moment that we're all in.
My dear brothers and sisters, today I speak to you as your shepherd, but also as a fellow pilgrim who shares the pain of many of our immigrant communities. Families are being torn apart. Children are left in fear, and communities are shaken by immigration raids and detentions. These actions wound the soul of our city. Let me be clear. The church stands with migrants. We stand with a mother who crosses borders to feed her children. We stand with a father who labors in silence to build a better future. We stand with the young person who dreams of safety and a better future. Our parishes and schools will not turn away those who seek comfort, and we will not be silent when dignity is denied.
We will not be silenced when dignity is denied. What an important message. And did you hear that repeated call from the Archbishop of Chicago, Cardinal Kupich, to stand with migrants, to stand with the mother trying to feed her children, with the father trying to give something better to his kids, with the young person seeking a better future for themselves. And perhaps no single faith leader is as famous, at least in North America, than perhaps post Pope Leo. And Pope Leo has gotten more and more and more specific and pointed in his critique of those that claim the mantle of Christianity and yet disclaim their obligations to serve one another and to serve, yes, the migrant. In late September, Pope Leo publicly questioned whether Trump's crackdown on immigrants can ever square with the Catholic Church's pro-life teachings, pointedly asking, and I've played some of the sound before, whether anyone can truly claim to be pro-life while supporting, quote, the inhuman treatment of immigrants. It was on September 30th. A week later, earlier this month, he met with U.S. border bishops, and he read dozens of letters from terrified immigrants. He was brought to tears, and he assured that group that the, quote, the church cannot stay silent before injustice. You stand with me, and I stand with you. He then urged the entire U.S. Conference of Bishops to speak out against how migrants are being treated by this administration. If you want to claim to be pro-life, you need some consistency. And you've got to stand with every life, not just the ones that resemble you. Folks, that's going to do it for me. Remember, as I say every day, I'll stand up for you. I hope you stand up for me, but it is always better when we stand together.